It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Music storage used to mean one thing, shelves full of vinyl albums. Then came shelves full of CDs. Then came the switch to hard drives full of digital files. Now Amazon.com is offering a new option. Give Amazon all your music. On Amazon's newly launched cloud-based service, you upload files to Amazon servers, and then you can listen on any computer or on an Android phone or tablet. So now you got to decide if you want to stick your music in the cloud. Dan Ackerman is a senior editor at CNET.com. He says you can upload your songs one by one.
But if you have a lot of music, they also have a little uploader app. You download this app, you install it. It's a little bit of a hassle. It takes like 2 or 3 minutes. And then it'll scan your hard drive for all the music you have and say, do you want me to just upload everything? And you say, yes, I do.
Now, on my iTunes, there's some songs in one format, some songs in another. Does it care?
It does care, especially if you got some of that music on iTunes, especially a long time ago. If you have a DRM-protected iTunes file, it's not going to work with those. It'll work with regular MP3s and some other music formats.
So if I downloaded an album off of iTunes, it's not going to work on this?
There's a good likelihood it would not work if it has some DRM protection.
And then how about, like, when I took out my stacks and stacks of CDs a few years ago and loaded them all onto iTunes? Are those going to transfer?
Those should work fine, especially if you rip them as MP3s.
Okay. Now, it says that it can fit 5 gigs. How many songs is that?
That's about the size of one of the smaller iPods, but there's a way to get a lot more storage space on there than the 5 gigs you get for free. You can either buy on a yearly basis some more space, or right now, and I'm not sure how long they're going to keep this deal going, if you buy an album from the Amazon MP3 store, and some of the albums are $5, $6, $9, they'll bump you up to 20 gigs of space, which is probably more than enough for all your music.
If you buy how many albums?
Just one.
Just one?
I just did it right now. I bought one record for like $6.99, and now I've got 20 gigs of space.
And where can I listen to this stuff? On the receiving end. So I've gotten it all uploaded, or I've gotten a lot of stuff uploaded onto the cloud. Where can I listen and where can't I listen?
Well, there's two ways right now. There's a web player. You basically go to the Amazon Cloud Player or the Amazon website, and you can just listen to everything through your computer. Or they have an Android phone app. So you have an Android phone, then you can listen to stuff, and you can also upload and download stuff through your Android phone. There is no app for the iPhone right now, and I suspect they probably won't have one for the foreseeable future, because obviously Apple would not want them competing with their own iTunes store. And if you're streaming this, whether it's to your Android phone or another phone, you do have to be careful if you're not using Wi-Fi, if your phone is on its 3G network, because then you're using up your data. And if you have a limited data plan, you could burn through that pretty quickly by streaming music.
We have links to Amazon service at marketplacetech.org. We also have some workarounds people have already figured out to get this running on your iPhone or your iPad after all. That didn't take long. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
Let's say you were out one night and you enjoyed some adult beverages and then decided it would be a good idea to get on Facebook or Twitter.
It seems like such a good idea at the time.
By the next morning, not so much.
No.
But there may be hope. A new app called Last Night Never Happened lets you delete all your Facebook and Twitter activity from the night before.
Can't you just go to those sites and delete stuff on your own?
Well, the idea is that you're, you know, hungover, so you just grab the phone and it's just one-stop shopping. Boom, erased. It also lets you send a replacement message. Here's an example from the demo video.
Let's try using something that one of our users suggested. My boss is great.
It doesn't work for reality, though, right? You can't delete all the actual things you did.
Maybe that's in the next version.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.